My name is Robert Gish. I'm a staff physician consultant at Stanford University Medical Center, senior medical director, St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center in Phoenix, clinical professor of medicine, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, medical director, Hepatitis B Foundation, and vice chair of the executive committee, National Viral Hepatitis Roundtable. This is an update on hepatitis C genotype 4 as of October 19, 2015. This is the Hepatitis Web Study Course, Hepatitis C Online, supported by a grant from the CDC, presented by the University of Washington. The treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 4 presentation will include background and definitions, initial treatment and retreatment of prior relapsers, retreatment of prior non-responders, issues and controversies, future therapies, and a summary. Let's now talk about the background and definitions, the treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 4. The background on hepatitis C, including hepatitis C genotype 4, includes the facts that hepatitis C appears to infect about 5 million people in the U.S. today. Genotype 4 accounts for 1-2% of hepatitis C infections in the U.S., but it's dominant in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Northeast Africa, Southern Europe, Eastern Mediterranean, and most importantly in the U.S., immigrants from these regions. Approximately 70% of patients with hepatitis C genotype 4 have mild to moderate to severe steatosis, with or without sinusoidal fibrosis. This sounds similar to hepatitis C genotype 3, doesn't it? Historic SVR rates with interferon-based therapy range between the SVR rates we would see with genotype 1, relatively low, and higher response rates that we saw with genotype 2 and 3. Let's talk about the initial treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 4. According to the AASLD, IDSA, IAS, USA guidelines from 2015, the initial treatment recommendations for hepatitis C genotype 4 include ladipivir sofosbuvir without ribavirin for 12 weeks, ambidisvir paritaprivir with ritonavir boosting, and ribavirin for 12 weeks. This is on-label, new information from the FDA. Sofosbuvir and ribavirin for 24 weeks as a third alternative. Finally, you could consider using pegylated interferon, sofosbuvir, ribavirin for 12 weeks as well, although interferon today in the U.S. is being used very rarely. Let's look at treatment-naive and prior relapser studies with genotype 4 and talk about those results and how they guided treatment recommendations. The ladipivir sofosbuvir study was the NIAID Synergy genotype 4 group. We had an ambidisvir paritaprivir ritonavir PEARL 1 study. We had a sofosbuvir ribavirin study for patients of Egyptian ancestry. And we had a sofosbuvir ribavirin pegylated interferon arm in the neutrino study. Let's now look at the NIAID Synergy genotype 4 trial. What are the features of this trial? Genotype 4, including treatment naive and treatment experienced, 21 patients total, ladipivir sofosbuvir without ribavirin for 12 weeks, fixed dose combination, one pill once daily. SVR 12 was the definition of a cure or response. The results of the NIAID Synergy trial from Coley et al. As published in Lancet Infectious Disease are shown here from data from 2015. SVR12 ITT showed a 95% SVR or cure rate with the treatment naive patients at 92% and the treatment experienced at 100%. One patient did not complete 12 weeks of treatment due to drug non-adherence. This would explain the one treatment failure or potential explanation for the treatment failure in the treatment-naive group. Let's now look at the PEARL 1. In this study, we used ambidisvir, paritaprivir, and ritonavir with and without ribavirin. Please note that dasatinib is not included in this study. We have a 12-week study, ambidisvir, paritaprivir, ritonavir for boosting the paritaprivir. Second arm in those treatment-naive genotype 4 patients included ribavirin. 42 patients in the second arm, 44 patients in the first arm. A third arm was treatment experienced genotype 4 patients that also included ribavirin, 49 patients in this arm. Looking at SDR12, ribavirin was weight-based dosed. The PEARL-1 results showed in the treatment-naive patients, 91% without ribavirin, 100% with ribavirin, and in the treatment-experienced patients, 100% with ribavirin. Very encouraging results. Clearly, one can omit ribavirin from this treatment regimen if the patient would be ribavirin intolerant or there's contraindications, but you get about 10% boost in cure rates by adding ribavirin, it looks like, to the treatment naive. The boost rate with ribavirin may have been more, although we don't have a control arm without ribavirin for the treatment experience. The next study we'll look at was published by Ruane et al., Journal of Hepatology, 2015, called the Egyptian Ancestry Trial. The design here was 12 versus 24 weeks of sofosbuvir plus ribavirin, 32 patients and 28 patients respectively in each arm. Ribavirin is weight-based dosed, sofosbuvir at 400 milligrams daily. The results of this Egyptian ancestry trial are shown on this slide. Soft riba for 12 weeks, 79%. Soft riba for 24 weeks, 100%. The treatment experience, there was a similar delta, but the soft riba for 12 weeks had a 59% cure rate. Soft riba for 24 weeks had an 87% cure rate in the treatment experienced patients. Let's now talk about the Neutrino trial. Although pegylated interferon is very rarely being used in the U.S. today, this is informational and may pertain to countries in other parts of the world where there are resource constraints and pegylated interferon may allow shortening therapy and saving costs. There are 28 patients in the genotype 4 group in this section of the Neutrino trial. The overall Neutrino trial included 1, 4, 5, and 6. 12 weeks triple therapy at standard dosing of sofosbuvir, PEG, interferon, and ribavirin. In this Neutrino study in genotype 4, we had a 96% SVR rate. Again, shooting for our target, the 90 to 100% cure rate with different treatment regimens. Let's talk about the retreatment of persons in whom prior therapy failed for genotype 4. The AASLD-IDSA guidelines for genotype 4 retreatment prior failure, this means patients who failed PEG-RIBA, has four different treatment recommendations. Ladipivir, sofosbuvir for 12 weeks, ambidisvir, paratapivir, ritonavir, ribavirin for 12 weeks, soft riba PEG for 12 weeks, or soft riba for 24 weeks. Let's now look at the studies that supported these treatment recommendations. This also included the NIAID Synergy trial, the PEARL-1, the Neutrino, and Egyptian ancestry. Let's now look at the NIAID Synergy genotype 4. 8 out of 8 patients in the treatment experience, 100%, had a cure rate ladipivir, sofosbuvir without ribavirin. Let's now look at the PEARL-1 study from Hezode and Lancet 2015. The treatment experienced patients, 49 out of 49, with the ambidisvir, paratapivir, ribavirin, ritonavir boosted, had a 100% SVR rate. All patients were cured. Let's now look at the Egyptian ancestry trial and talk about treatment experience specifically. The best results here were soft riba for 24 weeks with an 87% SVR rate. What are issues and controversies that remain with genotype 4? Well, cost of therapy continues to be a dilemma for all countries throughout the world. This, of course, depends on regulatory approval, easy access, and, of course, in the U.S., what are real costs, what are wholesale costs, what are discounted costs? What's the cost per cure? And then we think about deferring and declining therapy. Although the AASLD guidelines clearly state treat all patients, insurance companies have looked at the fine print and have tried to use the guidelines to relegate patients to either treatment now or deferred treatment or decline treatment. Of course, this is a big dilemma for us, knowing that hepatitis C increases all-cause mortality, not just liver-related mortality. Hepatitis C causes systemic diseases. Kidney injury is an example. Hepatitis C is linked to different types of cancer besides liver cancer. And of course, when you have hepatitis C in combination with fatty liver, there's a much higher risk of cirrhosis and cancer. So really, in summary, when do you defer therapy or decline therapy as a provider? Typical recommendations now are only for non-adherent or non-compliant patients and for patients with a very short lifespan. There's no role for IL-28B testing at this time. And of course, liver fibrosis is a consideration, but should not be a specific reason to decline or advance therapy specifically. Patients, of course, with advanced fibrosis are more urgent, but all patients who are infected with hepatitis C are deemed urgent at this time because of all the linkages to other diseases, including atherosclerotic disease and diabetes. How is the cost of therapy impacting treatment decisions? Well, I think we've reviewed that in some detail, but let's explore that a little bit more. On this slide, we're talking about the AWAC, or average wholesale acquisition cost. This is the retail price for various medications that are often discussed in the lay press. Most, if not all, insurance plans have discounts, often in the 20 to 30% range, sometimes 50 to 70% discounts. And of course, even at these prices, hepatitis C treatment has been deemed cost-effective. At lower prices, it may even be cost savings. A little bit more on declining or deferring therapy. Factors favoring treat now for all genotype 4, of course, is advanced fibrosis, synthetic dysfunction, systemic disease such as cryoglobulinemia. You'll find a positive rheumatoid factor in about 70% of hepatitis C patients. This represents an immune complex disorder, cryoglobulins, and can pose a risk to those patients for a variety of different end organ injuries, cognitive problems, and other somatic complaints. Highly motivated patients, symptomatic patients, all should be considered for treatment now. Patients with increased mortality, which is all patients with hepatitis C, because all-cause mortality is linked with hepatitis C, and of course those with liver cancer risk. Future treatment options for genotype 4. Bictegravir sofosbuvir is a potential treatment option for genotype 4. GS5816, called velpatasvir, will probably be approved next year in combination with sofosbuvir as a once-daily fixed-dose combination. Velpatasvir is an NS5A replication inhibitor, second-generation, pan-genotypic. Data from the ASTRO-1 study, 116 out of 116 patients, 100% with genotype 4 achieved in SVR. Finally, grazoprevir and elbasvir, combination once-daily fixed-dose therapy that we're expecting to be approved in early 2016, includes a protease and NS5A inhibitor. In the C-EDGE study, 16 out of 16 patients with genotype 4 achieved an SVR12. Summary points for the treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 4. Well, hepatitis C genotype 4 is uncommon in the U.S., but common in immigrants from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Northeast Africa, Southern Europe, Eastern Mediterranean. We really have to look at our populations in the U.S., a large Coptic population from Egypt and other parts of the Middle East, and a large number of immigrants from the Horn of Africa, including Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia, and Eritrea. Somaliland and Djibouti are also included in that group. For the initial treatment of genotype 4, the recommended regimens are ladipasvir sofosbuvir for 12 weeks without ribavirin, abidosvir paratapavir ritonavir with ribavirin for 12 weeks on label, and sofosbuvir ribavirin for 24 weeks. Retreating patients with genotype 4 could include a PEG interferon arm in resource-constrained countries, although pegylated interferon in the U.S. is very rarely being used. We'd like to thank the University of Washington team who created Hepatitis C Online and the Hepatitis Web Study Project. Hepatitis C Online is available at www.hepatitisc.uw.edu. There's a Hepatitis Web Study also available at the University of Washington website. This has been funded by a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thank you very much.